This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And I was thinking about who we are. And for a large part of who USA Prepares happens to be, we happen to be farmers, a bunch of us. For example, Monday, Dr. Norm Sheila, he lives on a farm. He raises beef and buffalo. They are beefalo. That's what he does. He gardens. At 88 years old, he's out raising food in his garden. Tuesdays, Rich Sheban, living off-grid, hunts, fishes, raises his own food, cuts his own firewood, heats his own cabin. Wednesdays, Gwyneth Isaacs, lives on a farm, does the same thing, raises animals, gardens, and off-grid. Thursdays, sometimes it's Rich, sometimes it's me, I live on a farm. We raise beef, Black Angus beef. And I was thinking about how much beef the Fennelli Farm raises per year, and I'm thinking it's close to 50,000 pounds. So there are takers, you know, there are consumers, and there are producers. And the interesting thing about USA Prepares is pretty much all of us are producers. Isn't that interesting? So in addition to that, we share our thoughts and experiences as to what we see, what's happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. That's who we are. And that makes us different from every other broadcast. Most broadcasts are about what's happening politically, what people read about, and they present their views on what they think is happening. That's what most broadcasts happen to be about. Well, an interesting thing is, the president has been banned from Twitter, and now YouTube. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the president's speech being limited by technology, by people who run these big tech companies? Can you imagine that? Well, here we are. Here we are. And some people think the election has been stolen. I don't think it was a fair election. I think pretty much everybody at USA Prepares believes that it was not a fair election. But it wasn't the first like this. There were many. As a matter of fact, the 35th president of the United States, when he was elected / selected, his father, who was a big player on Wall Street, he made his fortune on Wall Street, and then he made his fortune as a criminal, as a bootlegger. You know who I'm talking about. His name was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He was the 35th president of the United States. He was elected in 1960. He ran against Richard Milhouse Nixon. And who was involved, and how did he win? Well, it's believed by many people far and wide that his rise to being selected as the winner of the contest for president of the United States was largely instrumental by the mob, it has been widely reported that the mob and Joseph Kennedy, the former president's father, had enough money to pay the mob, who in turn paid off the sheriffs in Illinois, and that was a critical state back then for this election. His father paid off the sheriffs, or paid off the mob, who then in turn used the money to pay off the sheriffs who counted the results of the votes. Isn't that interesting? 60, so the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Wow. That was a long time ago. 60 years ago, right? 60 years ago. So the current boondoggle, it was not the first. And I don't believe the JF Kennedy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was the first either. So elections have been bought and sold. And here we are. We just happen to be in the current one. And now people are frosted. Now people catch on. Because the internet is one of the means of communication. So anybody with a keyboard can get on the internet and espouse his or her views. And they are. And so people in the media have been reporting on this. Well, now they've been threatened. So the media has been threatened by Cumulus. All of the talk show hosts have been put on notice that they will not talk about it, else their contract will be terminated. Yep. And the president has been silenced by Twitter and now by YouTube. And I think that's what Gwyneth wants to talk about today. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning? I think we've already answered that question, haven't we?
Yeah. Frosted comes to mind, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know about the rest of Australia, but I've been watching the goings-on in the United States with rapt attention, although not necessarily delighted. I think that it's a real kettle of fish that you've got over there, as they would have said back in Joe Kennedy's day. It's, I think that anyone who thinks that America is not headed for or in a civil war at this very moment really doesn't know what they're talking about. It's a mess, in short. And it's really amazing because I'm still getting people emailing me who are convinced that Donald Trump will be installed on the 20th. He's not going to be installed on the 20th. He's not going to be installed ever. But this is the strength of what's called a Nigerian scam, which means that, you get pulled into a set of lies by somebody who's a very clever talker, and then they manage to take something from you, and then when it comes out that you've been lied to, then you can't psychologically admit. It's so devastating to your psyche that you can't admit to yourself that you've been lied to. And you'll keep believing the lie even on to, even into infinity. You'll just keep believing it. And I'm sure that there will be people, even after Joe Biden is putting his jackboot foot on America's neck and dragging people out of their homes, that Donald Trump is really still going to be installed for a second term. He's just waiting for the right time. And even if they manage to do something like publicly execute Donald Trump in the middle of Times Square, they won't believe it, God forbid that that should happen, by the way, but this is the sort of thing that happens in communist countries. And in communist takeovers, although probably what I think they would rather do is put them into a prison cell next to Julian Assange and, you know, kind of just throw the key away. I think that that's more the plan that they have for Donald Trump. But even if they executed him in the middle of Times Square, then you would have people who wouldn't even believe it then, who would claim that it was a body double and that, you know, Donald Trump's still going to be installed as the president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People need to let go of the whole Q thing. It was always a scam. It was always a very clever psychological operation. And me personally, I never bought into it. I would have Q people contacting me, and I would just politely try and steer the conversation around that topic. You know what I mean? And what they do, I'll tell you how I trap mice here on the farm, because, you know, one animal that we have here on the farm is chickens, and because we have chickens, we have a grain stash, and any time you have a grain stash on a farm, you're going to have mice. But I'll tell you how I trap mice. I have a mouse trap, and it's one of these live kill mouse traps. It has a little spring door. The mouse stands on it, depresses the door, and it can crawl inside, but it can't get back out because the door springs shut behind it. And I put peanut butter on the outside of the door, on the little ramp that leads up into the trap, and inside the trap. And so the mouse eats the little bit of peanut butter outside the trap. And then eventually its body weight presses down the little ramp and it sees the big lump of peanut butter inside the trap and it walks into the trap. That's what the whole Q thing is like, you know. The thing of, you know, the pedophile cartels, well, they're definitely a fact of history, and I know that for sure. Firsthand, I know that those government pedophile cartels are a true fact of history. They're incredibly evil, and they absolutely tie it into government. They even go into the things like the UFO thing, and I know, I'm pretty sure that that there's something going on with the UFO thing. Okay, and I know that you agree there as well. And they go on to this fact and the other fact, and they say that it's all related back to Q. And that's where the fatal error is. It's not all related back to Q. They're all facts that are historical facts, and they're artificially tied back to a single source. That's the peanut butter on the mousetrap. Okay, is tying all of these things that are historically and actually true facts and tying them back to a single source. And the thing is, you don't buy into, because the thing is that there generally is a Q level of theory. Okay, I know that for a fact because I know a lot of people who have this level of theory. But people who have this level of theory, I know them, and they're not like the people that I have met who are in the Q movement. I can hear music.
All right, we'll be right back with Gwyneth. Yeah, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've been talking about the Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War for a better part of this year. And I said it's here. And it has already started. And I think that others are beginning to say some similar kinds of things. Glenn, if you pay attention to what's happening on the Internet, do you think we were among the first to say that we have already begun the Second Civil War combined with the Second American Revolution?
Yeah. I can't think of anybody who was saying it before you were. I think that one of the other early people was probably Alex Jones. But other than that, oh, yeah, and Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. He's been saying it for a while, but I think that you were even saying it before they were. But, you know, a lot of people are still, like I say, there's a, it's called a normalcy bias. It actually is a psychological effect. It has actually a psychological name. And that is people want to think like that the world is going to be as it always was. Or that if there's a deviation from that, if something happens, then the world's going to go back to what it once was. But what we're saying, what I'm saying, what I have been saying for a long time, is that the world's not going to go back to normal. It's absolutely not. I've been calling it the fall of Rome. And I've been saying, I have been saying as well, calling it the Second American Revolution or the Second American Civil War. And, there's no getting out of it, okay? Because everywhere in the world where communists get in, they follow a playbook. They're actually not that intelligent. I mean, if you look at the likes of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, they're hugely evil. And they are really, really quite bad people, but they're not the sharpest tools in the box. And if people actually knew what they were doing, knew their history, knew the communist playbook, that'd actually be really, really easy to defeat, you know? But people don't. They don't know their history. They don't know how communists operate. The only reason that Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and that whole nest of demon vipers can get away with what they get away with is that people don't know their history and they don't know the communist playbook, and they believe whatever the box in the corner tells them. And that's a really, really dangerous way to live your life. They've forgotten how to think for themselves. And if they would only think for themselves, they would realize that all is not well with the world, that Donald Trump is not going to be installed as the president, and that, oh my gosh, that they have got a world of hurt ahead of them, and that the best thing that they can do is, by the way, I do not, at this point, advise that anybody should go to any public demonstration, because all that they are going to do at this time is take a note of your face on the security cameras. They're going to pick up the location of your cell phone, and then you're going to get a knock on the door in the middle of the night, and you're going to get dragged out and have your face planted on the pavement when you're in your pajamas. And then you are going to get put in the back of some vehicle and taken off to a place that only God knows where it is. And probably you will never ever be seen again. That is what is happening, going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen because it's part of the communist playbook. You need to stay at home, and you need to... If you've got a farm, that's all the better. But and you need to mind your own business, and you need to be prepared to defend that farm if people come to the gate. Now,
I've got some comments about what you've said when we come back from this break. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We're going to the bottom of the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House in a slim margin Tuesday voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump days before his term ends. Referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said, "When you introduce legislation to create a 25th Amendment commission, you said presidents' fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. You said that we must be very respectful of not making a judgment on the basis of a comment or behavior we don't like, but based on a medical decision. Madam Speaker, you are right." End quote. Vice President Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. Several Michigan officials have been told they will be charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, which saw lead-contaminated water cause a Legionnaires' disease outbreak, hair loss, and other complications from lead poisoning. It was not clear what specific charges will be leveled on former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, Nick Lyon, and other administration officials. Defense lawyers have been notified and were told to expect initial court appearances soon. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
A few Republicans are pushing for impeachment of President Trump and his role in the Capitol Hill riots last week, USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeaching President Trump. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment, claiming that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinzinger, who've also publicly said they'd vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he's considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, now there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The House narrowly voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office days before his term ends. Pence denied the request Tuesday. Ben Jordan, a University of Kentucky baseball player who also walked onto the basketball team, died Monday at the age of 22, the school announced. Cause of death was not provided. The 6'9", 250-pound redshirt junior was a right-handed pitcher for the Wildcats and joined the powerhouse basketball program last season. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari said Tuesday in a school-issued statement, "Our hearts are broken today." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
At the end of World War II, from the years 1945 through 1949, there were trials at Nuremberg, Germany. There were 13 of them. And the purpose of these trials were to seek justice. And the defendants were Nazi Party officials, the socialists, and high-ranking German military officers. Included were lawyers, doctors, and industrialists. And they were indicted on such charges as crimes against humanity and peace. Adolf Hitler was never brought to trial. But some lawyers were. And these lawyers were involved in finding people guilty who were not guilty. They were involved in sentencing people who they thought were mentally feeble to forced sterilization. You could volunteer to be sterilized if you were deemed mentally feeble. Or you could be brought in by force and be operated on, but it was going to happen. The lawyers, these high-ranking lawyers in Nazi Germany, were also involved in sentencing people who were not towing the party line to concentration camps. What Gwyneth is saying has happened before. And some people are still alive that happened during their lives. So Adolf Hitler decided that he was going to eliminate people who opposed his point of view, his policies, and he would have them removed and either executed, sentenced by these judges, or sent to concentration camps. That's what happened. Now, there are a number of people who have been in communication with me who said it's happening again and it's going to happen with the new administration. That is their fear, that people will be hauled off, never to be seen of again. So for those of you who think that it didn't happen, I have a homework assignment for you. I've got it in my hand. It's a video. It's riveting. 1961. Spencer Tracy, Burt Lancaster, Richard Widmark, Marlene Dietrich, Judy Garland, Montgomery Clift. It's titled Judgment at Nuremberg. If you watch this, you will be spellbound. It is brilliantly done. And what you will take away is probably this, that the people who, the judges who have sentenced these people to horrific torture and execution and sterilization, well, they were just doing it because everybody else was doing it. And, you know, Adolf Hitler said, you will do this or your life as a judge will be unpleasant. So to save your own skin, we suggest that you sentence people to death, sterilization, and a nice long stay in a concentration camp. If you don't, your family will probably suffer. So what do you want to do? So what happened is people in Germany went along. Situational ethics, situational morality. Well, everybody's doing it, so I guess it's okay. Even the defense for the judges said, well, wait a minute. If you're going to sentence these defendants, these judges who have sent people to their death, concentration camps, and forced sterilization, what about the American companies? Now, they weren't named, but they had names like General Motors, who was supplying the Nazi machine with equipment before 1941. What about IBM, who was supplying equipment to the Third Reich, and other companies? What about them? IG Farben. They were involved in Zyklon B, the gas that was used in the gas chambers or showers, if you want to call them that. Now, there are a lot of people who say how many were killed. That's really unknown. Some people say the number was exaggerated. What if it was just one? I think that's too many. The point of all this is big business, including the Bush family. Yes, President Bush, those guys, was involved with the Nazi regime. Big business was involved because it's big business. So here we are, and we've got the stolen election or the bought election or the subverted election or the taken election or the invalid election of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We've got the same thing here. And people have asked, who are you going to vote for? I said, I'm not going to vote. I didn't vote. Why would I vote? Why would I vote for a predetermined outcome? Why would I do that? Why would I waste my time? And I told you I wasn't going to vote. And I told you my vote didn't count. And guess what? I guess you figured out that I was right. My vote didn't count. And neither did yours. So, here we are. We are in the beginning stages of the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War. I suggest that you get whatever you need to get to ride this thing out. I suggest that you keep your head down, as Gwyneth said. And my dad, and please don't think this is racist because it's not meant to be. It's just fact. My dad said to me, and I don't know where he got this information from, and my dad was not a racist. He had black friends. And so did I. One of my best friends in high school was a black man. He came to this country in seeking an education for his tribe in Africa. He was the Prince of Dahomey. And in the 1970s, my dad said to me, during your lifetime, a black man will be president. And that will be the end of the United States. Now, he didn't mean it as a black man was going to mismanage the country to the extent where it'll fall apart. I think he meant that as a mile marker. Kind of saying like, you know, when you get to the red roof restaurant, turn left. That's where it is. Or turn right. As a way marker. He was saying that once that happens, that is the beginning of the end and it'll be soon. How did he know that in the 70s? How did he know? I don't know. Was it his black general friend? A U.S. Army general who told him? I don't know. I never got that information, and I can't ask my dad because he's no longer with us. So, to put an exclamation point on what Gwyneth Isaacs said, don't go to public demonstrations. Big tech is involved with tracking you, along with big government. There's facial recognition, with and without masks. You're being tracked by Twitter, by Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. Dump Facebook. Dump Twitter. Don't communicate your political positions, your views, that can be viewed as inflammatory, incendiary, or violent. Don't do that. Why would you do that? You know you're being tracked. At USA Prepares, we do not, let me say that a different way. We do not condone burning down buildings, destroying buildings, businesses, and property. We do not condone that. If you watched the assigned homework, Jericho, which I've assigned for years, there is a scene there where the mayor of Jericho says, you know, the town wants to blow up the bridge to Jericho, a small town in Kansas. They want to blow it up because they're going to be attacked very soon. And if they blow up the bridge, it'll make it really hard for the attackers to come through. The mayor said, the equivalent of, have you lost your mind? If you blow up that bridge, that's our only way out of town. That's the same bridge that we use. So for those of you who are thinking about burning down public buildings, do you think that you have the wherewithal to rebuild them? I don't think you do. Don't do it. Don't burn down public buildings. Don't burn down stores. You couldn't, not one of us could make a window for a storefront that gets broken during these riots. We don't have the ability to make a glass window. Don't do it. I won't be part of it. And you know that, I can't believe that people were encouraged to go to Washington. And they did. What a dumb thing to do. I can't believe it. What a dumb thing to do. Go to Washington, D.C. It's like going to a foreign country and you have no rights. You're being tracked. You're being monitored. Your cell phones get shut down. And you go, oh, what happened? How come my cell phone doesn't work? You have to realize that the other team has the ability to shut down the internet. Barry demanded the kill switch for the internet. Now, why would he do that? Because that's your source for information. Without that, what's left? Well, I guess that would be the mainstream media, right? Whatever they want to tell you then comes through if over the airwaves, you know, digital TV, over the air, if the internet's down. And let me tell you this. If the internet's down, Vinny won't be heard on the radio. And hardly will anybody else. You will have limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I didn't plan on talking about this, but here we are. Years ago, I was asked to go to Washington, D.C. with a broadcaster. He was getting a bunch of people together, and he wanted to get his position known to some of the selected alleged representatives. The mission was, you know, listen to what we have to say. Well, he took donations, asked for donations from his listening audience. By the way, he's on the air right now. Not with Genesis Communications Network. And, by the way, we're ahead of him in rankings, in case you're wondering. And he decided that he was going to do this and get people interested in going to Washington. He got donations. And I guess he got to talk to a couple, maybe three at the most, aides to alleged representatives. The adventure cost $35,000. 10% of that was for breakfast for almost 100 people years ago. Have you ever spent $35 for breakfast? And then the coup de grace was they rented the National Press Club and they showed a movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Now I want you to think about that. $35,000, 100 people, they watch a movie and have breakfast. What I'm telling you is if you think that your money is being used for valuable purposes when you donate it, I suggest you think about that story I just told you. I just went to his website, and there's a way you can donate to him. Can you imagine that? There are a whole bunch of broadcasters that are asking you for your hard-earned money. If you think the money that you send these people is being used the way you would want it to be used, I suggest you consider what I just told you. USA Prepares does not accept money from anybody. Not from advertisers, from nobody. We don't have an agenda that asks you for money. We're all volunteers. Me, everybody. We spend our own money to be on the air. Our own money. We take it from other things that we could be doing with it and use it to be on the air. I got a call from a guy who listens to another network, and he said, Vinny, I want to send you some money. I really like what you say. I don't like most of the broadcasts that I used to listen to on the other network or another network. I don't like them. They yell at the callers. They're mean to the callers. They demand, they beat up the callers for not donating. I want to send you some money because you don't do that. And I said, you can't. He said, no, I want to send you some money. I said, you can't do it. We don't accept it. We don't. So our agenda is different. It is to teach. It is to help you become a better person if you want to be. It is to help educate you, to help you think differently, help you think outside the box, teach you things you weren't taught in school. That's what we do. And in that line of thinking, I got a call this morning from Rich Sheban, and he asked me if he could have half of tomorrow. And I said, well, I had planned to teach 2 hours from my book, things that I think people need to know, tricks of the trade, tips from my unpublished, unfinished, unorganized, not available for sale book. It'll probably never be available for sale. And he said the situation in the United States is so dire, I'm paraphrasing, that he would like some time. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what, I will just start the broadcast and then I'll sit back and I'll come back for hour number two. But I don't even think I'm going to do that. I think what I'll do is I'll just tell Rich Sheban, take the first hour and I'll just show up for the second hour. I think that's what I'm going to do. So here we are. People have lost their minds. They have been following leadership that I don't think they should follow blindly. They should be thinking about exactly who they're listening to and why they're listening. Are they listening to facts or are they listening to opinions? And going to Washington and going to public displays of protest, I think it's nice to protest, but not today. Not today with surveillance. There is a massive, massive, massive roundup going on in the United States. And who are they rounding up? Everybody they can find who was in the Capitol. Yep. Gwyneth, any quick comments? I'm going to be quiet for the most of the next hour. Any comments before we go into the top of the hour break on what I've just said?
Yeah, I would just absolutely agree with you that people, this isn't the time to be demonstrating anything. You've just got to keep your head low at the moment. Yeah.
I think about if you want to expound upon that for during the next hour. Gwyneth and I will be right back. She's live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology.
dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.